Manmar's Notebook for August 8th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2026. So I'm taking a page out of NCAF's playbook and I'm going to try and record something outside. And back when I was when I used to do photo walks and had a 365 photo project, yeah, I knew the trick to doing the outdoor inspiration is that, yeah, you'll go somewhere interesting. You can walk around your neighborhood once or twice and kind of exhaust all the inspiration you're ever going to get from your everyday surroundings. So today I'm at the Kapi'olani Community College Farmers Market. It's something that happens every Saturday, and honestly it's been a few years since the last time I've been here, and I'm trying to gauge how I'm trying to find a nice quiet spot that's away from any kind of generator, and I'm hoping you can still hear probably some background music from, there's live entertainment, 4 or 5 stalls down. And I've been going through the various booths, and I know I called it a farmer's market, but I'm going to say less than a quarter of the stalls actually have anything from a farmer for sale. Most of it is food booth. And, hold on. Okay, that feels better. What was I? Most of this are not farmers, it's food booths. And it's a little different from the last time I was here. I don't see a lot of the big name, or at least the more well-known mom and pop stores. The restaurants that I've been around, they would often have a booth at these kind of things. I don't see them anymore. And among the other things, I see smaller plates in general, more sampler size or burgers or finger food. Not as many full plate offerings. And the ones I remember were all those restaurants that I would come here specifically for because I could get a plate, you know, rather cheaply or relatively cheaply rather than going to their sitting down restaurant. But those booths don't seem to be here anymore. Excuse me. Okay, so that said, what took their place are a whole bunch of novelty booths that sell, I wouldn't say weird, but just unusual. So in front of me, I see a pop-up stand that has a big sign that says, new local item, dill pickle chunky salsa. This is something I've never tried before, and honestly, I don't think I have an urge to try dill pickle in my salsa, but who knows? The booth is kind of empty, but that's not too unusual. There's a big crowd gathering around what I would call the obvious staple booths, the ones that are selling, the nice smoked meats, barbecue, and anything that attracts a crowd because of the smell. Those are the ones that really take up the space here. But I did come across one particular booth I wanted to single out, and probably should not do it by name, but they sell mochi. So that's pounded rice into a little dessert, but the selling point is what you put inside the mochi. It's like a filling. If you think of it as like a Reese's Pieces, the mochi is it takes a part of the chocolate, and the center is the treat. And for this kind of mochi, they put a whole bunch of fruit in it. And yeah, they have the usual stuff. Strawberry tends to be the most popular one. But I see pineapple, I see mango, I see a couple other kinds of fruit. But way down on the bottom of the list, they have a little small sign that was apparently not part of the regular menu. And they just taped it onto the side of the booth. It says, locally made natto. Now, this is kind of a niche thing. So natto is fermented soybean curds. And as you might imagine, that tastes bad. But they do have a strong fan base of a very small but strong fan base here. And I do remember some, every now and then, some blog will have the worst tasting food in the islands, and Natto for years has won that title. And mind you, it had to be out bagoong, which is a Filipino dish where they take fertilized chicken eggs. So you have a little baby chick inside the egg, unhatched, that's been fermented. That's bagoong. Natto beats that in terms of bad flavor. Still, I'll leave that to your imagination. But they are definitely selling it, the natto wrapped up inside mochi, in this booth. It's selling it alongside the strawberry and all the other fruits. So either this owner is very devious or is catering to someone who likes to play practical jokes. Because I can totally imagine someone ordering, you know, half dozen mochi and slipping in one of the natto into the mix. And unless you know exactly what to look for, you'll never know it's there. Because it's wrapped inside of mochi, and you can kind of see, it's not translucent, but dark colors you can kind of see inside. So that would be a really cool surprise to put inside of your mochi for, you know, leaving it out on the conference room table in the office. Just because. I'm not going to do this, by the way. I'm pretty sure nobody from the office will hear this. I hope. Anyway, that's the highlight of my trip to the farmer's market today, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.